graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Es el tiempo ahora, now I'm
coming for you.
Ya no pueden conmigo, that's why I'm
coming for you.
Yo no paro, yo sigo, and now I'm
coming for you.
El estilo peligro, that's why I'm
coming for you. Booyaka, booyaka.
Hands in the air, yo llegó el misterio. New flow, let's go, new fuego. For the 619, better keep them hands high.
Coming for you. Welcome to the Atomic Drop. That's Dominic's theme. So that's Dominic's theme. Is it kind of a reworking of Rey Mysterio's theme? Because he's coming. He's coming for Seth Rollins. It is SummerSlam weekend. Welcome to the Atomic Drop, the professional wrestling podcast. You can tell I'm a little bit excited about SummerSlam. It's hard to get excited about stuff, but you know, I've actually thrown myself into this year's SummerSlam because there's no crowd, so I'm looking forward to the debut of Dominic. I don't care if it's a letdown. I think it will be a fun time. But yes, I was doing the intro. Hello and welcome to the Atomic Drop. This is a professional wrestling podcast like no other. We celebrate professional wrestling through music. So hopefully there's not too much chatter from me. My name's Tarek. I'm coming to you from the fourth floor of a North London tower block. We've been doing this show for 3 or 4 years. So we have a back catalogue out there somewhere. Some of it's on Spotify. Some of it's on iTunes podcasts. A lot of it's on Mixcloud. So go. If you listen to this show first, and if you like it, go and find the rest of them, because they used to be weekly, as I used to have bosses and a deadline. Now these just kind of come out when I've got the time. I'd love to blame COVID for the reason as to why it hasn't been more sort of out there, but it's just, you know, better to do a show when you want to and it comes naturally rather than just forcing out something to fill a slot. Anyway, I hope you're all doing well. It is SummerSlam weekend. Before that, tonight it is TakeOver 30. I'm quite excited about that ladder match for the North American Championship. I think everyone feels like Cameron Grimes is going to win this. Let's see what happens. I think Bronson Reed's involved, like thick boy, quite impressed with him. Who else is in that match? The Johnny Gargano and Velveteen Dream will feature, and I do hope they somehow neutralize each other, because I just don't have time for Johnny Gargano, and I don't think they'll put the title back on Dream, as you know he's on shaky ground at the moment. I don't want to comment. Anyway, and then tomorrow we have SummerSlam. SummerSlam is going to, in my head, it's going to be incredible. They keep saying you'll never see it coming. I hope that's not like an out of nowhere we're going to put the belt on Orton. I'm hoping it's a Brock or a Roman return. I'd be super impressed if John Cena's back. I'd love it if John Cena's back. And like really impressive, you'll never see it coming, if we get a CM Punk return, which I don't think we will. And I'd quite like Rusev to be in Retribution. That's sort of been my mantra for the farce past few weeks. But if you listen to that, you can tell I have been watching. There has been dissension in the Lucha House Party, which I think will be quite exciting as well, because I love a good little bit of Lucha. But without further ado, do enjoy SummerSlam and do enjoy TakeOver tonight. Don't forget, you've got Keith Lee, Karrion Kross tonight. I'm sure there's loads of stuff I've forgotten about, but that is not what the show is about, because I'm sure you like wrestling too, you know what's going on, you've got your favourites. Oh wait, but we do need to doff our cap to Asuka, who's going to perform the I say the incredible and the impossible tomorrow night, although I don't feel it's impossible. Tomorrow night, Asuka will be beating Bayley and Sasha Banks in the same night to be to hold both championships, and she will be come to belts Asuka. She has been the MVP of professional wrestling throughout this whole coronavirus pandemic. She's been excellent on TV before that, and I'm a huge fan. And I also think it opens the door for a Ronda Rousey return, and maybe that's the thing that we'll never see coming. But anyhow, enough of me talking about wrestling, because I don't want to be one of them shows. This is the Atomic Drop, a professional wrestling podcast that celebrates professional wrestling through music, audio. We play promos, we play songs about wrestlers, songs that wrestlers sing themselves, songs inspired by wrestlers. Just listen to it for the next. We'll be here for about 25 minutes playing you some stuff. If you like music, you'll enjoy it. If you like wrestling, you'll enjoy it. If you like neither, you might enjoy it. I don't know, but you've listened for this far, so let's get to the good stuff. I'm going to play you something from Lee G and Vegas Posada. This is taken off their record Iron Mike Sharp 2. This is a song called Top Rope Gangster. I'll be back at the end to tell you exactly what you've been listening to.
Walkers in the paper rain, waiting for those nights that never came.
I don't even know what the fuck the sample talking about, man. To be pretty. Yeah, man. That's motherfucking Iron Mike Sharp 2000, nigga. Right, give you 1000. Fucking church up. Top rope gangster, turnbuckle banger, master of all angles, Nelson Four on your trainer, Boston crab hater, nature boy Ric Flair, clothesline slinging, power drop, Undertaker, deep and landing leg drop, Mr. Perfect headlock, superstar Billy Graham, slammed by the red box, British bull broke your program to make your bed stop, put bullet in both of your heads for the headshot. Zips the O's, dinner rolls in the bread box. Ricky Steamboat control with the left shot. Hercules, G, I'm king. Fuck the best guy. Back breaking two or three, that's the best part. Vince McMahon plans rich trans am scams. Out of eye advances, money finances. Party in the Hamptons, it's my style that they cramping. Business is tampered, limited standards, Vegas and Panthers.
I'm rolling dice, hit 11 twice. You sniffing white with Miami Vice. Soul Train do my funky dance, and I got them grams for you and your man. Drama sidle to your Bible, bust the rifle, climb the Eiffel, 12 disciples, Michelangelo and Donatello with the flow, forensic, futuristic, it's terrific. Though I'm lifted, no I'm gifted, you can get it if you tripping, nigga. My girl looking like the 43rd Jet Page in Cincinnati when the Reds and the Mets play. Baked ziti on the plate, sipping crushed grapes. Stay greedy on the chase, nigga, fuck fake.
Yeah. Lex Luger maneuvers, JYD winning Dumas, heavy hand, David Tua, Sugar Sing, straight shooter, Club Elaine Payne recruiter, move like Sting in the ring on two losers, tag team kings with a theme of hood music, crabs get cracked in the cage, they shell ruin, black man back with a gauge, now let's do it, Coco forever, beware when we move in,
nigga. Cage match, get your face smacked. Tojo Yamamoto, Ricky Dragon Steamboat, jumping off the top rope, Macho Man elbow, double axe handle to your throat from the ring post. ECW brass knuckles and barbed wire. Hell's favorite demon came about to start a fire. Gold titles and beer bottles and heavy blunts. Run the battle landscape for 100 months.
Thank you. Did you really think that John Cena was going to join the authority?
Let's finish this.
I love you. Did you really think that John Cena, like you're the genius, you're questioning me, did I really think? By this way, Cole, 12 years Cena's been here, right? Give or take. I've sat back as you have. You watch him start to struggle. I know what it's like. You don't. You've never been in the ring. Really. Orange jumpsuit aside. It gets harder every year after a certain point. It gets harder. It's getting harder for John. The beating he took from Brock Lesnar 5 years ago, that beating wouldn't happen. Now, he takes that beating. He comes back from it, but he still gets beat. It's getting harder. How much easier would it be if you just played ball with the authority? How much easier would it be? You know, if you look at it big picture, Cole, John Cena is everything we would want in the face of the WWE. Everything. Except his refusal to work within the system, right? He has to do things his way. He's got to stand on his own 2 feet because somewhere inside him is this morally correct guy that is going to tout himself to the world as the hero and the savior, and he lives for the cheers. But there is a world coming without John Cena in it. It's called the future, right? Whether John Cena tries, he can't hold the future off. The future is coming. It comes for all of us, sooner or later. The thing is, if you handle it the right way, you end up like me. There was a point in time when you could say Triple H was becoming the past. Now they say I'm the future, right?
Leotard.
player. That was a great feeling, Don Maloney. You are punk. You are fag. You are punk, little gay. Worse than Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. That was a great feeling. I have a lot of respect for them. His father, Kimber and Zeri from Minnesota, great athlete, great high jumper, but that little punk, Ben Blair, another little fag, worse than Michael Jackson. And I didn't like him, I didn't like his attitude. He was a punk. I can't break his fucking back. Break his back, make him humble, and then fuck his ass, fuck his ass, fuck his ass, fuck his ass. I didn't do it in the Pontiac, Michigan, because of respect for my sport and respect to Mr. McLean.
You were a professional.
A professional. Otherwise, was ready to do it to him all country way, make him humble, suplex him, put him in the camel clutch, break his back, and then fuck his ass, make him humble, to him respect our shit. And I didn't do it because for the God and Jesus and Mr. McMahon. Brembler, you are no good. You are worse than Michael Jackson. I'll never respect you again. And then he was lucky to the big man, American 2x4 Axel. You was lucky, punk. I didn't break your back to fuck your ass, make you humble. And he was lucky. Axel Jim Duggan come save him. And I didn't break his back. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm a shooter, man.
From Battle Creek, Michigan, Mr. Pay-Per-View, former television champion, ECW's high-flying, charismatic, energetic, here we go, he's Rob Van Dam, the whole epic show, RVD, RVD, all the fans are on their feet, someone setting up a chair, somersault through the air, flying deep into the crowd, everybody screaming loud, holy shit, hit him with a spinning kick, Van Daminator, bam, harder than a battle ramp, leaving like a luchador, RVD is something more, knowledge of the martial arts, innovative repertoire, bad skills, top notch, really fun to watch, yeah, 5-star frog splash, no one's getting up from that, pin his shoulders to the bat, fights out in a match.
So now comes the super destructor of Earth. It is Rob Van Dam, and he's madder than curses. Holy triple body slam, Rob Van Dam. Flying up off the roof and falling onto a man. His opponent is super duper strong and aggressive. It is Rob Van Dam, and he's very competitive. Stronger than a moose, bigger than a truck. He's a technical champion with muscles that are cut. Pulverize, pulverize, rip him to shreds. Go swinging off the rope, put a boot on his head. Do a clothesline move in a big pile driver. Stick a lot of gum in his hair like MacGyver. Pick up the opponent and throw him on the mat. Make sure you got him flat on his back. Now Rob Van Dam pulled, pins him down. And the cheers are loud enough to make an elephant drown. Yeah!
Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam.
I got to speak like a Metallica, just like a Big Solid, just like a Nautica. My favorite cologne is Driven Man. They sell it at Macy's just like the Sandman. ECW, WCW, WWE, all became one company for me to the NXT wrestling became WWE, and that's it for me to the. I like wrestling, I like Dwayne Johnson, I like Brian Blair, and I like Dean Malenko Nodden. Dean Malenko is my uncle, yo, he's a big fan of mine, and I'm a big fan of his in the 407 line. He works in Tampa, he sings a song, he works like a dork. And I sing this song. I write songs today just like the Smashing Pumpkins, like a crazy songwriter today in the parade for nonsense. So the song today is a Smashing Pumpkins song. Big fan today when they do something wrong, but they all got something different when they did wrong. They all made CDs and made along and got along with Slave of Jobs, man, and sang the song. But on iTunes, man, that's all I have to say, man. This is my favorite song. The Smashing Pumpkins to get along. Woodstock of 94 was a big hit. But my mom said I couldn't go like a G-Unit hit. G-Unit's 50 Cent, man, 50 Cent 2. 3.50 and 50 cents 2. One half of 50 is 49 cents. I sing this song today like a PMI, P-Cents. That all makes sense, man, and I sing this song. I skippers, man, to get along.
Excuse the dumbest of all modes. Shooter, Iceman, man.
pythons hanging off a big hog. But the thing is, this is more than just a war, more than just a wrestling match, man. I thrive on it, I soak it up.
Rip my shirt open like Hulk Hogan. I walk away from explosions in slow motion. I'm so dope and my heart's frozen like an icicle. No one in life is nice at all. Handle bars like a bicycle and spit flames in a cold style. Got your girl clicking on my profile, so wild. All up in your grill like some charcoal with a dark flow just to tell you you're an asshole, drug abuser, down a bruiser, till you can't understand what I'm saying, like roots maneuver, stone like Medusa, total loser, still got more moves than two copies of the Kama Sutra, I'm the future of rhymes, bro, Lisa left eye, you drive home, I'm a psycho, cyclone on a track, diplomat never, I'm a dictator, Craig Mack, I spit flavor.
Series, and this is all in a nutshell for you. You don't thrive on the excitement, man. I'm not the same pal, brother, that you thought you had. This you had better be at your best when you meet this man.
Best to say, fuck the world, I don't care if we make it better. Right now I'm making cheddar. I made the deal and I'ma live forever. My style be trial and error. Poison pen a letter. You fuck around and catch a bullet like Penn and Teller. Counting mozzarella. Pop a cola, drop a acapella. On the beat, a sicker than that salmonella. Rock a MP like Jimmy on a Fender. When you get to hell, tell a Mickey sent ya. Smoke machines, please, when we enter. Gone till November. Trying to rewrite them rhymes that I can't remember. Whatever, I'm still amazing. You're glad you found me. Since I fell to earth like David Bowie. Keep it rowdy. Fuck your county and your postcode. Yes, I take cocoa and hate the popo. Your girl wake me up before she go-go. With the blow, yo, I spit a dope flow and blow smoke into the ozone.
You have been listening to The Atomic Drop. That was Mick Swagger with a song called Hulk Hogan. If you want to find out everything that you've heard on today's show, just check the information section where this file lives on its various states in the internet. And I'll put a full track listing in there. Or just don't bother and tune into the next show we do. And there'll be a whole load of other random stuff that will be wrestling related. Anyway, it is Takeover 30 tonight. I hope it's okay. I don't know what they're going to do with Keith Lee and Karrion Kross. I don't want them to beat Keith Lee, but then you can't like not like you can't beat either of them right now. So it's I don't know. It's interesting to see what happens. Enjoy SummerSlam. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. Remember, if you want to check out previous shows, those are available in various states. Do you know what? I'm not going to hold your hands with things. You people were smart enough to find this show and to enjoy this show. So yeah, you can figure out what you need. If you do need to get in touch and ask me anything, I'm very susceptible to responding. So do that. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with the theme from tonight's Takeover 30 show, which is Metallica, Moth Into Flame. It sounds like every other Metallica song. Well, that's not true, but they slid into that, you know. It sounds like Metallica. Anyway, have that, and then I'll be back next time in the future. Until then, take care, and ta-ta.